This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's going to run through the list of the top 10 stories, as he does every week at this time with you, and then the top 10 people list. We'll talk about the big stories, some of the things that are going on in the world of news talk radio, all of that a part of this exciting, action-packed adventure we call the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Michael, you're ready to thrill us, chill us, and therefore you can take it away.
Here we are with the thrills and spills of the theater of the mind. At number 10, we have the National Basketball Association and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family sues the Washington Post. At number 8, we have the Amazon New York City breakup. At number 7, we have Putin threatening the United States and unrest in Venezuela. At number 6, we have the Catholic Church abuse scandals and the big meeting of the Catholic leaders at the Vatican. At number 5, we have the Lara Logan journalism criticism. At number 4, the Jussie Smollett case. At number 3, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls keep entering the race. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation looming now on the horizon. It's about to break, so they say. And we have at number 1, the border wall emergency declaration. Among the people that we've been talking about on talk radio, number 10, Nick Sandman, the kid in that lawsuit. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Lara Logan at 7. Bernie Sanders at 6. He's a candidate and he's raising a ton of dough. Jussie Smollett at number 5. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Roger Stone. Number 3, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. Interesting array of characters and stories, and the beat goes on.
All right, so every week, you, Michael Harrison, do the honors on several great News Talk radio stations. You're asked to fill in, do programs. How do you prepare? What do you use? And what do you find many of the hosts use as preparatory information? Where do they get the information? Where do you get the information that you use to discuss on the air?
Well, I get it by the fact that I'm wired constantly just for my job. I mean, I'm a walking, talking issues machine because I'm the publisher of Talkers and editor in chief, and information is constantly coming to me. So I have a staff doing it. And they do the work. I'm just constantly. I'm always prepared because, yep. As a matter of fact, that's why I began doing fill-in again, is because I've got all this prep. I don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the air. What am I going to talk about? At any given moment, I could tell you what's going on, and I'm not boasting. It's my job. It's what I do. So I get a lot of the information from talk radio itself. I have an instinct as to what talk show hosts talk about. I also have an instinct as a programmer as to what listeners want. That being said, I'd say most of the hosts on the air in News Talk Radio get their input from, believe it or not, newspapers and cable television news outlets. Mm-hmm. They watch Fox News. They are very interested in CNN and MSNBC. They go to aggregate websites such as Matt Drudge, and they look at different articles. They read the Times of Washington, the Post of Washington, the New York Times. They just absorb a lot of information from a lot of different places, and usually wind up talking about the same things. For example, this Jussie Smollett case. Toward the end of the week, that was the number one topic everywhere.
Yep.
It just happens. It's birds of a feather flock together. All the news, no matter where
does
you go,
does it deserve
it's there.
To be? Or is that a question? Is that the right word? Does that attention given to this man, who obviously needs psychological help, the people who are calling for him to be hung by his nose or whatever it is, this guy is not different than Roger Stone, in my view, in that they both need serious psychological help. And so we look at these things and we sort of tear them apart on a not very sophisticated level, very superficial, all this stuff. The Laura Logan thing, I think you can make an argument about that being pretty superficial. And even Putin saying, we're going to bomb you if you threaten us in Europe. I mean, come on. Who believes any of that stuff? But yet we make something out of it because it's entertaining. It's interesting.
It's entertaining. It really is a spectator sport. It's a spectator sport. Now, I don't want to jinx us and say, you know, that Putin's not going to bomb us or that that these. Well, I don't think he's going to bomb us either. But
any more than
I just don't like to. I don't like to diminish the importance of the threats that are around us. On the other hand, I am not a catastrophizer, personally.
Well, but we don't discuss the threats in real term. We don't look at the psychological makeup of somebody like Putin to try to figure out how to work around him or through him. We just fuel the flames by giving him what he wants, and that's attention. The guy is an attention pig, the same as Jesse Smollett is or Roger Stone or any of these other. Maybe you can go through the list of all the people who are on this. Look at the list of 10 people. Is there anybody there, other than maybe Mueller, who's not an attention pig? I don't know, Nick Sandman.
The attention pigs. Well, I don't know if Nick Sandman is. I don't want to get sued. He's a lovely young man.
Well, that's why I'm not.
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is obviously an attention pig. Vladimir Putin. I don't know what makes him tick. Lara Logan. Don't know much about her. Bernie Sanders definitely loves attention.
Right.
Yeah. Smollett is definitely off kilter. Mueller, I don't know about. Roger Stone, is he something? His very pictures make my skin crawl.
Oh, the first time I ever saw him, I thought, this guy is troubled. That's what I thought when I looked at him and listened to him. He's troubled. And I think maybe even Alexandria, what's her face? AOC, as they're now calling her. There's
something AOC. She's like up there with CCR and BS.
Determined to make. I mean, God love her. At this point in her life, she's 27 years old to have all the attention that she does. But I think there's something lacking. I think there's something missing there.
You mean like life experience and knowledge?
Well, that.
She's got a great personality. She's very charismatic, and in theory,
that's annoying as hell. But anyway.
Well, I don't see it that way. I get a kick out of her. In theory, she says things that are right.
Oh
she
yeah.
Just, okay. Yeah. I mean, let's not diminish goodwill, progressive thinking, liberalism in terms of the idea of these things. But she's not rooted in fiscal reality.
Right. Yeah. And she's hurt the Democratic Party more in her cheerleading to get rid of the Amazon deal in New York City. When they come around trying to talk about jobs they've created, people are going to use that and rub their nose in it. Because
did you see the big billboard in Times Square? You know, thanks AOC for losing us 25,000 jobs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was the ratio was 9-1. What it was going to cost them to set this up in tax benefit, they were going to get back 9 times. And yet she, well, anyway, I don't want to make her the issue other than to say she's another one of these gas bags maybe she has a long career left. Can you see her around? Like Nancy Pelosi is 78 years old. Can you see AOC around when she's 78?
I doubt it, but I don't see most people who are players in their 20s and 30s, even 40s, being around when they're 70 in today's fast-paced, replace the celebrity society. I don't know. I don't know. She can go on to become a great leader. You don't know. I mean, Donald Trump went on to become president, and people were laughing at him. I am a little less cynical.
I'm not laughing at her. She just annoys me. I'm not laughing at any of these people.
Does she annoy you for the aforementioned reasons, or is it?
Yeah, because you said what I'm thinking. She doesn't have any experience, and she doesn't have any knowledge. Other than that, she's swell.
Well, what has she got then? What is it?
Whoopi Goldberg said she has charisma. Whoopi Goldberg told her the first day she opened her mouth on The View to sit down, be quiet, and learn how to do your job. That was the last time she'd probably be on The View with Whoopi.
Yeah, or if she ever becomes president, Whoopi's going to have her taxes audited.
Whoopi is going to be the host of the Olympics. Of the Olympics, good, Doug. Of the,
the Olympics, great. Whoopi gets around. Is Whoopi going to be the host of what?
Academy Awards. Academy Awards.
The Oscars?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. See, Mr. Know-It-All didn't even know that. When did that
All right, 18 after the hour. It's time for us to deal with the problem of you're not getting enough sleep. There are a lot of myths around about what it is that it takes to go to sleep, stay asleep. How many people wake up in the middle of the night more than once? How many of you wake up too early? How many of you wake up feeling tired? How many think sleep is a luxury? My job is too much. I have too many things on my mind. How many people rest their brains? I can go on and on and on with all of these questions. The answer to your concern about getting a good night's rest perhaps lies in what you're lying in and around, i.e. your pillows, your mattress, things like sheets, and all of the best are at MyPillow.com. You've heard many people, including yours truly, talk for years and years and years about the MyPillow experience. And then when you hear all the people, you go to their website, MyPillow.com, look at all the testimonials there are there. And there are hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, talking about the ultimate experience with pillows. How excited to get about pillows? Well, maybe not too excited, but how much good rest are you getting? You'll be excited if you wake up every morning like I do, feeling rested and wonderful. And that's what happens when you're sleeping on those MyPillows. Check them out. 50 to 55% off on many of the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and save said amounts. Big savings, fabulous guarantees, and the most comfortable night's rest. I can put them all together. Send you to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Save lots of money. Buy everything there at a discount using the code DJV.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, and that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's keep going here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to talk about talk. I'm Doug Steffen. I've always been told to shut up and play the music, or in this case, shut up and play the talk hits.
Shut up and talk.
Yeah. Shut up and talk. May I go back for a second with you to something we were talking about with regard? I asked you a question because I knew you'd give us a pointed answer. And an answer that would help people understand how folks who do this for a living put their thoughts together. And are there, part of the question, or what was sort of embedded in the question was, are there any new ideas? Or are we just, many of us, many of them, many of the people who do this, just repeating the same thing that somebody else said that they heard or that they read? And then we look at the product aggregators. You use the term aggregate. For Drudge. I think you can say that for the Huffington Post, for many others. And it gets back around to, where is the first thought? Is there anything that's new here? You know, you've heard that there are no original thoughts. Somebody's already thought this before you thought about it. And then, you know, we get into the age demographic of people who listen to news talk radio or some of the very popular hosts, and would we be able to change that? Do we need to change that by having somebody who's more of an original thinker? And people like Ben Shapiro that are new to the scene. Many people are listening to him now. I think he's on the afternoon on one of the networks on some of the big talk stations. Does he have anything new? Or are people like that, are they just doing what what Rush says, only they sound younger saying it?
There's a little bit of both going on. I do think that News Talk Radio missed the boat not capitalizing on the enormous number of people who are unhappy with Donald Trump and taking advantage of what MSNBC and CNN have done and built large audiences targeted to the resistance. I don't think Talk Radio was able to do that. However, Talk Radio has galvanized the people that love Trump. and built that audience larger. So I think that there are more formats out there in terms of the news talk spectrum, since we're in an age when audiences are targeted for their already, you know, their preconceived feelings. It's more of an affirmation and a confirmation medium than it is expository. That being said, the news is what's changing every day. And with the changing of the news comes a changing of the views and the stories and the people. I mean, just the fact that you and I were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's number 3, and you're speculating on whether she'll be around when she's in her 70s. We never heard of this person a year ago, 2 years ago.
We didn't hear of Barack Obama until he decided to run for president. I mean, he ran Illinois, but
right. And as the 21st century has unfolded, names like Jeff Bezos. We used to have names, you know, like Bill Gates,
the old baseball players, Whitey Ford,
right. And before that, you had the Rockefellers. I mean, the wheel is turning. It really is turning. Nancy Pelosi is now Speaker of the House. That whoever thought that would happen again? Bernie Sanders is actually the financial front runner now. Things do change, Doug. They change. Actually, they change rather rapidly. But I don't know. Sometimes I think you're a little cynical.
No. Me?
Moi?
Moi? How long have you known me? Do you think 25 years ago I was cynical?
Yes. I think that you're, you know, like, why are these people doing this? Who the hell is that one?
Where's Andy Rooney when we need him?
This one annoys me.
8 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says the United States and China are moving closer toward a trade agreement. And the New York Times reports that the fate of the Chinese telecom giant, facing criminal charges along with its chief financial officer, could be resolved as part of a final trade deal with Beijing.
China has the advantage of having many years of tremendous success at the expense of the United States. So they understand that. And I never blamed China for that. I blamed our past leaders. Our leaders have done a lousy job with trade. Our country lost $800 billion last year with trade generally. So the vice premier understands that. This same agreement should have been made 20 years ago, not now.
President Trump reacts to news that his friend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, has been charged with 2 counts of soliciting sex from a prostitute.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. Every week you can find the stories and the people that are deemed to be the most important listed at Talkers Magazine, where you can find also at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, sort of in the middle of a conversation about the heart and soul of News Talk Radio and what programmers want. Do the programmers want what the people want? Maybe the question, Michael.
Well, when you say the people, I assume you mean the audience.
Listeners.
Yeah, yes. The listeners. I use this term a lot, targeted audiences.
Yeah.
And this is a change that's happened in the media in general. When you and I were kids, and when a lot of the people listening to this were kids or teenagers growing up, you know, we're all immigrants from the 20th century. News programs and even entertainment programs were geared toward what was called a general audience, and then you attracted those that would like it. As opposed to today, there's so much research that they study what groups there are out there, what thought processes are out there, what people want. And in many ways, people want affirmation and confirmation of their already held positions. And then they just feed them that. So programmers are obsessed with playing to the choir, preaching to the choir. and they call them P1s. That's the core audience. You know, if the core audience doesn't like the attitude and the philosophy, then there's a problem. And that's the primary concern. Then after that, it's talent. After that, it's charisma. After that, it's speed of breaking news and original angles and all that. But there is this overriding concern to serve up what the audience wants. You're not going to hear Rachel Maddow on MSNBC suddenly say, you know something, Trump is making a lot of sense. I have to rethink my position.
Right.
You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh say, you know, this gal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, does make some very good points. You're not going to hear that kind of talk.
Okay, so could we correlate that with we're not going to likely hear 50 cents on a country station, or we're not going to hear
50 cents,
excuse me. Well, yeah. One, 51, it's 1 cent.
Go on. I'm
so cool. Right. No. I'm really impressing everybody. You know what I'm saying? The music stations have a format, and they have the hits, and so that's basically... But we only have one kind of talk radio hit station, it would seem, is sort of...
Well, we have what's news talk radio on the commercial dial is predominantly conservative. It wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact, years ago, it was predominantly liberal. There's nothing inherent about it that it has to be conservative, but, you know, there was once a time when every TV show on television was a Western, because they Westerns were popular, or...
Those are the good old days!
Or Hollywood thought that Westerns were popular. It becomes a self-perpetuating process. It's fascinating. So right now, at this time, commercial news talk radio is overwhelmingly conservative. There are a handful of progressive hosts surviving in the big-time commercial radio world of news talk.
Stephanie Miller and Tom
Hartman. Hartman. There are some here and there, and then there are some closet ones who masquerade as moderates. And there are a lot of phony conservatives who don't really believe it but are doing it to keep their jobs. There are a lot of people who are super Trump supporters who I remember during the campaign would privately tell me they're terrified of this fascist, and now they love him.
Right.
So all this goes on behind the scenes, but... the public radio sector, NPR, PRI, and all that, that's a large audience of radio, and they tend to be, I wouldn't say liberal, but relative to news talk radio, they are quite on the liberal end of the spectrum, mostly centrist to progressive. So it's not like there isn't, it's not like that's chopped liver, that's real radio. I think public radio could learn a lot from news talk radio, and I think that news talk radio certainly could learn a lot from public radio.
I'll take Boston as an example. There are four talk radio stations here. Three of them make a dent, and one of them doesn't, and one of them happens to belong to the biggest radio company in the world, and they put all their own product on the station, but they don't draw flies. In terms of the news talk station that used to be the biggest, it's overwhelmed by the two FM liberal talk stations that are PBS, the local public radio station, and a national public radio station. Which brings me around to asking you, and I think this has happened to me, when people say to me when I talk about the radio program I do, well, is it AM or FM? And they just show that they don't know anything about radio. And so I explained it's on both. But do you think the number of AM stations that are successful are mostly conservative, and the FM talk stations that are successful are mostly liberal? Is that yes or no?
If in fact you're counting public radio as in this, well then yes, because most public radio is on FM, and most conservative commercial talk radio is on AM. So from that perspective, yes. However, conceptually, in 2019, there really is no difference in terms of the inherent band and the people that are on it, that you could only have conservative on AM and you can only have liberal on FM. Conservative works on FM as well. People that are conservative news talk radio listeners will go to the AM dial specifically to hear Rush Limbaugh or to hear their favorite conservative host. But they would certainly go to the FM dial as well. There are more people and more, there's more understanding of the FM dial these days than the AM dial. If it weren't for news talk radio and sports talk radio, the AM dial would have died 20 years ago.
Dead in Kelsey's.
Right. So talk radio has saved the AM dial to this point. Mm-hmm. Now the changes out there are so overwhelming, we're no longer talking about, well, music sounds better on FM and talk sounds better on AM. That's an issue that is about 15 to 20 years old.
Yeah, I remember when we used to have, when talk was just getting started, there were music stations that tried talk at night. WBZ in Boston was a good example back in the 60s.
Yep.
They started doing a talk show.
Larry King started.
Larry King started doing that down in Miami. I'm trying to remember the guy's name that started it. It was 1960, mid-60s maybe. And they had a talk show on BZ. It did very well. And the other stations around the country followed suit. They did some sports talk, but there was music in the daytime and then sports talk and then a real serious. And that was, it was a nice combination of things, and people tended to listen and stay with the station.
That was the day when radio dominated. You've got cable news talk television. You've got all these special channels. It's a different media environment. You got online broadcasting. You got Sirius XM satellite radio. A radio station today has a very difficult job if it wants to be the main place, all things to all people. We got our sports show at 6 p.m. We have our morning show. We have our housewife show. Remember the housewife time? They actually called it housewife time.
Housewife time, yeah.
Housewives were listening. You had a guy, hey, ladies, how are you? Here's Jerry Vale.
Right. That was Jim Runyon. You remember him?
No.
Some great jocks that did that time of the day. Well, it's an issue of, is it news or is it talk? There's only one station I can think of that blends that, and that's New Jersey 101. That's the only station I can think of that does.
And that's also because it's an FM station. It covers the entire state of New Jersey. New Jersey is a very peculiar geographic situation. It doesn't have a major city of its own, but it has two of the biggest cities in the country, but they're not its own. There's New York and Philly. That station gets into each of them. It comes out of Trenton. Jersey has all kinds of neuroses about itself in terms of an inferiority complex. It's a funny thing, New Jersey, and that station just fits it like a glove.
Yep. Interesting conversation. Michael Harrison, we get to the MH interview this week in a matter of moments. Check everything out. Whatever's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, you can find it at talkers.com. Let me talk to you a bit about your health, may I? There's no question that all of our bodies need omega-3s. But the question does come up as to how to get it into your body. Is it fish oil that's better or krill oil? Some people say krill oil. I don't even know what krill oil is. Well, krill oil is a thicker, sort of maybe juicier fish oil, if I can put it that way. Nutritionists have been debating this for a long time. There is a new solution to satisfy everybody, whether you want fish oil, krill oil. How about we put them both together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10 from Purity Products? I take it, and it really does the trick, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is good for your heart, and krill oil, which is great for your joints. One small little pill. It's not like a horse pill. It's half the size of the usual pills that you take that have just one element of fishiness to them. So let's promote your cardiovascular health. Let's take care of your joints. Let's take care of your body. Let's take care of you. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. You get it? By calling 800-355-1493. Free. You pay shipping and handling. To claim your free bottle, call 800-355-1493. You call now and you try it free, pay $4.95 for shipping, put it to the test in your life. 800-355-1493. Top 10 people, the list here is, it's always interesting. Some of these names you may or may not recognize as part of important stories. Number 10 on the countdown this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Nick Sandman. Number 9 is Jeff Bezos. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8. Lara Logan, the reporter, number 7. Bernie Sanders, number 6. Would he raise $4 million this week when he announced he was going to run? Jesse Smollett, sad sack. Man, that's a tough story. Number 5. Robert Mueller's number 4 on the list. Alexandria Cortez, what's her face? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nancy Pelosi is number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Donald Trump. That's the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the most exciting things about Valentine's Day, or this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year through the winter months, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself. And right now, we have a huge Valentine's special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So go to toploss.com to lose the weight and build muscle. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Talk Radio Countdown with the stories from Talkers Magazine Top 10. And we'll go through them if you like. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NCAA. What's going on as the Fruit Leagues get started? Major baseball games this weekend for the first time. It's spring training. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family suing Washington Post. Not going to get anywhere with that, but it's an interesting conversation. The breakup of Amazon and their relationship with York City. Number 8. Number 7, Pukin Putin threatens the U.S. Number 6, the continuing focus on the Catholic Church and all those abuse scandals. Number 5, the Lara Logan journalism criticism story. Number 4, Jesse Smollett. Number 3, the Democratic hopefuls and all the money that's being raised by Bernie Sanders. Number 2, the investigation. And number 1, the border wall emergency. That's it. Top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine on the countdown. All right, so I want every week to give Michael a platform to talk about his platform. The MH Interview, MHInterview.com. Michael Harrison interviews a pretty interesting talk radio personality who has an interesting background. You want to give us a little clue?
Larry O'Connor, who hosts a live show every day on KABC Los Angeles out of Washington, D.C., and as soon as that two-hour show is done, he does another show live at WMAL in Washington, D.C., so it is 5 straight hours, 2 on the West and 3 on the East Coast on News Talk Radio. He's a moderate, independent conservative. And he's a rising star in talk radio. He's not a kid. He's a middle-aged guy, very cool guy, nice guy, likable guy, who spent his early days as the general manager of the Schubert Theater in the Legitimate Theater in L.A. and then wound up sliding into talk radio by accident.
He's smooth. I would describe
very
him
smooth.
As being smooth. He reminded me, remember when I used to do, and this is not about anything other than just telling a story. When I did, I was on KBC for 3.5 years, and I did that show, and then I was the guy, the voice. When everybody was gone, I was the filling guy, and then I did the 5 hours of this program, or the forerunner of this, of my Monday through Friday program, in the same studio. It was a lot of fun. That radio station has a great heritage, and hopefully Larry will add to that. So the conversation with Larry O'Connor is at the mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move into a zone that isn't crazy. This is not craziness. This is the real deal. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law, expert on scams and identity theft. I got hacked this week. This is a quick lesson in how this works. I have a brand new credit card that I used, came from Barclays Bank, and it's one of those American Airlines, you get a lot of credit for using the card mileage and all that stuff. So I'm not like a lot of people, but this is a lesson I hope, Steve, that people hear. Go through your monthly statement. See what the charges are. I saw a charge on my last month's bill that was attributed to something called Ekthal. And it was $250. Something Ekthal. I don't know what the hell Ekthal is. So I went online to see what Ekthal was. Well, it seems that 70% of the people who are familiar with Ekthal have been scammed by them. Somehow they get your number and they'll charge you a small enough amount, but the $250 that they snapped up from me was completely fraudulent. They have no business. They're listed as a Nevada corporation. Two guys run it, and they are both scammers. So, but they cancel the card. When I called up and said, this isn't on my, this, I didn't do this. And they said, okay, we'll take it off, but you got to have a new card. So just for your purposes, because you're the expert nationally in this, it has happened. I've had three or four cards that have been compromised and have been replaced. But you got to wonder if how much I don't even know how to describe it. It's frustrating. It's scary, kind of. And yet these people get away with it. If you don't check your account, man, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah, and sometimes what they'll even do is they'll have small amounts that you hardly, even if you don't recognize it, it's a little thing, and they put it on as a monthly charge. Unfortunately, particularly, they've compromised the number, and so there really isn't any alternative other than to issue you a new card. I hope you file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, because if these people haven't gotten into some serious problems yet, they should, and the FTC will investigate these matters.
Maybe I should have a good lawyer who specializes in this file. Maybe it'll get more attention if I have a special lawyer file that complaint at the Federal Trade Commission. Who knows?
Email me the particulars, and I'll do stuff.
Oh, good. What a great idea. Thank you.
When we come up with that.
I know it. Okay. Couple of legal things here. This Covington Catholic family suing the Washington Post, number 9 on their story list this week from Talkers Magazine. They going to get anywhere with this?
No. And it's interesting. It's worth discussing how the story was reported, and the fact that there may have been some initial bias in some of the initial reporting, and actually even showing how videos can be somehow not as definitive as we would hope. But if you read the complaint, the complaint is very much a political statement, and it's looking to make this into more of a story than it is. The kid is not going to be able to sue for defamation. The amount the amount they're asking for, the $250 million, shows that they're not being serious about this. He's what's called a limited public figure. He isn't a politician or a public figure generally, but for these purposes of this one story, he is, so they'd have to prove malice on the part of the Washington Post. So it's not going to go anywhere, but it's another good example of how news stories can be misreported, and this is something we're seeing with the Jesse Smollett case.
I was going to ask you about the Jesse Smollett thing. What do you think that legal ramifications of that are?
Yeah, if indeed we're getting an accurate story now that he set this thing up, that's a serious crime. And he's facing some serious repercussions. He's also done some harm to people in the civil rights movement people that have been abused for reasons of color.
Legitimate reasons, right.
They should throw the book at him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got he's the kind of, he and Roger, what's his face? Roger Stone. I think they have issues, mental issues, if you will. All right, there's some expertise from our pal Stephen J. Wiseman. Don't forget the Scamicide.com website, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. Scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.